Hey guys, so today I'm going to be talking a little bit about the ancient Olympics. Who were allowed to compete? Only men were allowed to compete in ancient Olympics. When the men athletes were in the nude, because they did a couple races that they were in the nude for some odd reason, married women weren't allowed to watch them. Just most of the races were just on-foot races. When the ancient Olympics date all the way back to 720 BC, every year they're held in Olympic Greece to honor Zeus, and they were held to show who could be the best at each competition, and like I just said, to honor Zeus. Three ways the modern Olympics impact the world today. Friendshipness, so like if you know anybody from another country and they're competing in the Olympics, you could meet up with them and all that crazy stuff. peacefulness, so usually there's no wars or anything like that, and so that there are no wars, like I just said. Two changes that I would make to the modern Olympics and why I would make those changes. I would make it so that every country could compete, because some countries aren't allowed to compete just because they're so small and they don't get as much recognition. And I would do drug tests on every athlete to check if they're cheating or not, because I would like everything to be fair and even. My favorite Olympic event is the ice hockey championship, world championship. In the recent 2018 championship, the Olympic athletes from Russia won it. And they are called the Olympic athletes from Russia because a bunch of their players had their drug test be negative, so that means they were cheating and they're using bad drugs, so they wouldn't be able to take any trophies or anything home. And yeah.